Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this podcast contains big old spoilers for AEW Dynamite tonight. They recorded Dynamite on Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager yesterday. We're going to talk about some of the things that happened on that show in a few moments' time. If you don't want AEW Dynamite spoiled for you, can I advise you to skip ahead to 5 minutes and 30 seconds in, where we won't be talking about it at all. I promise. If you don't mind it being spoiled, sit back and enjoy. AEW is on a boat. Edge is in the Rumble. Maybe. And Booker T talks about championship perks.
And they say, look, you want your own locker room. I say, no, I don't want my own locker room.
My name is Tom Campbell, and for January the 22nd, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. John Moxley belting out the tunes. That certainly is a voice. That was Moxley on board Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rager yesterday evening as he was serenading the crowd with a karaoke session. One of his favourite tunes, Sweet Caroline. He loves belting out that when he's he was doing it in indie shows years ago. Find videos of him walking out through the entrance ramp at a random indie show saying, just put Sweet Caroline on. He's a big fan of Neil Diamond. I know, right? So AEW Dynamite airs tonight, but the episode's already been recorded as we speak. The episode is on a charter flight flying over our heads back to the AEW headquarters. And on this episode, a history-making moment occurs for AEW as we experience the first title change in the history of All Elite Wrestling. As on AEW Dynamite, live on the boat, kind of live on the boat, Hangman Page and Kenny Omega became the AEW World Tag Team Champions. They won the number one contenders match last week, and this week they faced off against Frankie Kazarian and Scorpio Sky from SCU, and they won the belts. Omega and Hangman Page very much have been in a weird state of limbo since the birth of AEW, really. Obviously, Kenny Omega has had some incredible matches with Jon Moxley. Hangman Adam Page has been doing this shtick where he feels a little bit out of the loop of the other members of the Elite, and this certainly puts him back in a pole position. I've enjoyed some of the tag team stuff they've done together and very intrigued as to what they will do now as World Tag Team Champions. Also, on this particular night, as well as a history-defining title change, because that'll go down in history, that one, first title change in the history of AEW, as well as that, Jon Moxley went one-on-one with Pac, and Moxley got the win, which means Moxley is the number one contender for Chris Jericho's AEW World title. This seemed like a given, to be perfectly honest. Like, Jericho and Moxley were destined to face each other at Revolution. I liked Pac being in the mix, talking about honey badgers on the YouTube channel. Check out The Road to the Bahamas on AEW's channel. It's beautiful. Beautiful promo by Pac in there. JR, meanwhile, was having a little bit of a whinge on Twitter, as he's wont to do. Had a bit of a tough time getting to the Jericho Cruise. He tweeted, FYI, Bahamas immigration is a cluster. Screaming kids, negligent parents, and a seemingly never-moving line. Hashtag never effing again. If you, like me, are subscribed to Grilling JR, the JR podcast with Conrad Thompson, I'm excited for this week. I'm excited for the next one. When Conrad asks the all-important question, JR, how are you, man? And JR just goes off on one. I am excited. How's Dynamite going to work tonight? So, episodes were recorded on board the boat. And two master tapes were dispatched yesterday, being flown back to Atlanta on two separate aeroplanes. So just in case the one plane gets lost, I presume, or gets delayed, it means that there will definitely be an episode of AEW Dynamite on TNT tonight. And you will get to watch wrestling on a boat and a historic championship match and a historic championship moment as well on AEW Dynamite tonight.
You think you know me?
Hold! What? Oh, my! The rated R superstar! The former world champion! What? Listen to the ovation!
It is thunderous in a Phillips Arena!
After what many thought to be a career-threatening injury, Edge has retired!
And a spear to his former tag team partner!
The never-ending story that is Edge's comeback to WWE continues. The Royal Rumble is this Sunday. There's a couple of free spots. So once again, speculation is ramped up as to will he, won't he. He was speaking to Live on Four Legs, which is a podcast and a blog. Very lovely guys there. About the rumors and the innuendos about his return. Edge said, it's kind of funny, to be honest, all of these rumors that I've been to Pittsburgh and that I've been cleared to wrestle and that I've signed a new contract. I've no idea where any of this came from. The last time I was in Pittsburgh, I had my wrist fused in 2013. Pittsburgh is obviously where Dr. Joseph Maroon lives. He's the WWE's medical director. So he says, I go to Pittsburgh to see Pearl Jam for sure, but I haven't been there and I haven't signed a contract. I think I would know. I'll get this tsunami of comments saying, you're coming back, you've signed a contract. I really, really haven't. The thing is, we're so used to now wrestlers going on Twitter and saying one thing and another thing happening. There's a real passion these days to work the fans, for lack of a better term. So everything we're taking with a grain of salt. So like Edge saying all these things, and if he turns up at the Rumble, you kind of feel like, been out of it there. John Morrison, who made his return recently after denying he had anything to do with a comeback in WWE. It's a very similar story here. Looking ahead to the Royal Rumble this weekend, WWE have announced that Andrade will defend the United States title at the Rumble pay-per-view against Humberto Carrillo. So Humberto made his return on Raw this past Monday in a Rey Mysterio mask, saving Rey Mysterio from an attack from Andrade. I like how they have nicely transitioned from Rey and Andrade into Andrade and Humberto. And they'll make magic at the Rumble. I'm very excited to see that. There was concern that Humberto wouldn't get much of a look in 2020. There was speculation from Dave Meltzer in the Wrestling Observer and a few other sources that higher-ups had kind of gone cold on Humberto Carrillo because he didn't hit, in their eyes, he didn't hit the ground running and didn't make an impact immediately. So they kind of went off him. I'm glad to see him back in the mix. I genuinely think Humberto Carrillo is going to be a star in this company going forward. I think it's undeniable. Like, he's got a great look about him. He's got a great presence. He's got a great style. I think he's going to be the thing. I think you and I will talk in about 5 years' time about how right I was. Another match has been added to Worlds Collide, which is the show before the Royal Rumble on Saturday. Kaylee Ray will face Mia Yim on the pre-show. Kaylee Ray, the NXT UK Women's Champion, getting some action at Worlds Collide on Saturday. That show is shaping up to be a barnstormer. We know that Rhea Ripley will defend the NXT title against NXT UK's Toni Storm. We are going to see Imperium facing off against the Undisputed Era. Interesting dynamic in that match, how it's basically two heel teams banging heads. It puts me in mind of a few years ago when the Wyatt family took on the Shield and both were still heel. And it was just a great encounter. So I'm all for that. Ilya Dragunov is going to face Finn Balor. They have a chance to absolutely own the night. We have a Cruiserweight Championship Fatal 4-Way match, which will feature stars from NXT and NXT UK. So the contendership matches are this coming Thursday on NXT UK to find out who is in the mix on that one. And of course, a dream tag team match is in there as well. Mustache Mountain, Trent Seven and Tyler Bates taking on DIY, Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano. Oh my God, shoot it right into my veins. I'm excited for Worlds Collide. I like the concept of Worlds Collide, but previous years, it's just kind of been a fan access thing they've done during like a WrestleMania weekend or something like that. I feel like now there's emphasis on this whole concept, and they've really done a great job in making the NXT UK guys look like a threat. There's been a lot of talk about the positioning of NXT UK, but they've gone all out to really bring that brand up and make them look an imposing challenge to NXT. And then once you give the NXT UK roster time to do that, it's easy because it's a roster packed with really, really incredible talent. So I for one, am very excited to see what Saturday will bring at Worlds Collide. Talking of the UK, WWE yesterday announced a new TV deal in the UK that is going to put them on free-to-air terrestrial television. This is a really exciting move. So this comes with Viacom CBS's Channel 5 here in the UK. They're going to air one-hour versions of Raw and SmackDown starting from the 2nd of February. They're also going to air NXT UK on the Paramount Network each Wednesday at midnight. They'll also show Total Divas and Miz and Mrs. on Channel 5 streaming service My5, which does a lot of reality shows and things like that. This is a big deal. For those who are listening outside of the UK, and I'm very aware that sometimes we have a bit of a UK bias here because we're based in the UK. So I kind of want to explain why this is a big deal. During the height of the Monday Night Wars, late 90s, obviously, the highest rated TV show of a wrestling variety in the UK was WCW Worldwide. And during that Monday Night War, WCW in the UK was more often than not the winner. The reason being is because for the longest of time during that Monday Night War, WCW had a place on free-to-air television, on terrestrial television, on Channel 5, whereas WWF at that time was on Sky Sports, which is a paid subscription service. And Worldwide was one of the most popular wrestling shows. And it's just like a catch-up show for WCW. But because it was on free-to-air television over here, it was the most popular. So I'm very, very excited by this. Obviously, we had a little taste of that recently because AEW started airing on ITV2. So they're moving into that world, but Channel 5 is a channel that is far more prevalent than ITV2. So this is a big deal. So to have WWE with a free-to-air base in the UK and a new home for NXT UK, it's exciting times. It was a good week for US television as well. SmackDown did a good one. 2.56 viewers on Fox, which is up from last week's 2.497. So it's a marginal increase, but it's an increase nonetheless. They also pulled in a strong rating for the 18 to 49 demographic, similar to the one they did last week. But it shows you that there is some consistency now from the SmackDown rating. And if they can stay sort of that high end of 2 million, that's a good number for 2020. Speaking of SmackDown, Daniel Bryan was chatting with My San Antonio about numerous things, including the next line of his t-shirts being environmentally friendly. Daniel Bryan said, "I'm working with them about that. Daniel Bryan's shirts are going to be made out of recycled materials, and I think 5 plastic water bottles will be used for every shirt. That's something that a good guy thing, that it's also environmentally friendly. And I'm also trying to get it, and this is where we're coming into a bit of a holdup here, where every shirt that somebody buys, I would like for a tree to be planted. They're balking a little bit on that one, says Daniel Bryan. He also talked in this interview with My San Antonio about the story from the 29th of November, which saw him get dragged under the ring by the Fiend and get his hair cut. Now, obviously, we all thought, oh, that's fake hair that's coming out of the ring. Not the case at all. Daniel Bryan revealed it was, in fact, his own hair. And WWE went to the extent of hiding 2 barbers underneath the ring in order to cut his hair. He said in this interview, they were only meant to take a little bit off the top. But because they were in such a small, cramped space in pretty much darkness, they accidentally cut off too much of the hair, which led to an entire 3/4 of an hour spent after the show with Daniel Bryan having his hair cut almost all the way back. It's shorter than Daniel Bryan wanted, like most times when we go to the hairdressers. I wonder whether when Daniel Bryan got it cut and they showed him, he did what we all do and went, yeah, that looks fine. I bet he did. But I like the American Dragon look. I think it's a strong look for him. Accidental, but strong. Enzo has popped up again. So Enzo Amore and Tama Tonga have had a battle on social media for a little while now. And Enzo popped up on Twitter last night after the heat had been restoked again for this, when Tonga issued a challenge to a match. Tonga said he wants to fight Enzo Amore with the proceeds donated to a charity chosen by the fans. Enzo Amore posted a video that not only offered up $25,000 for the match, but quoted Disney's Moana. Take a listen.
Look who it ain't. It's the bottom of the totem pole. The good girl, Tama Moana Tonga. Should the daughter of a village chief know not to wake at a rooster if you don't want to make her no eggs? I've been staring at the edge and I've wandered long as I can remember, never really knowing why. I wish I could be the perfect daughter, but I come back a loser no matter how hard I try. Every L I take, every tweet I track, every path I make, every road leads back to a place I know where I cannot go. The WWE. The daughter of a village chief, you couldn't even get in the WWE, you village idiot. Bro, your father is like a forefather in the wrestling business. And you are like the foreskin of a gun that shoots blanks. Oh, the Bullet Club is day-day dead.
I kind of love it. Amore is very much open to the bout, and it looks like instead of Josh Barnett's Bloodsport 3, which was rumoured, like they might have a match at Bloodsport 3. Amore said, I don't want to do it there. I want to do it on my terms. And they're going to thrash something out. We could see Tama Tonga and Enzo Amore in a wrestling ring in some variety in the next few months. Ultraviolet and Blue Demon is a Disney series coming out very soon, starring AAA star Blue Demon Jr. It's the story of a 13-year-old girl who finds out that her famous luchador uncle, played by Blue Demon Jr., is actually a superhero, and he chooses her to carry on the superhero lineage of the family. It's executively produced by Blue Demon Jr., you'll be surprised to hear, but this is cool. Dan Hernandez and Benji Samet are the guys behind it. They are the guys that wrote Pokemon Detective Pikachu, so there's a bit of gravitas there. I'm hoping it ends up on Disney Plus, which drops in the UK in a few months' time. I would watch the heck out of Ultraviolet and Blue Demon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
And finally, on the latest edition of the Hall of Fame with Booker T, Booker was chatting about an incident that occurred not long after he became WCW champion for the first time. And an incident as he was parking his car turned into him getting the ultimate wrestling perk. At least if you're Booker T. I'll let Booker tell the story.
We might have been in Gainesville, Georgia, or something like that. And I remember I was driving up to the building, and Marcus Bagwell and Lex Luger, they were in front of me. I went up to the security guard, and the security pointed them in the direction to go under, you know, ground, and out of, you know, where the trucks are to park. And I came, and I told him, hey, you know, I'm Booker T, you know, where I park? And he told me to go to the parking garage. Okay, and I was like, okay, and I was like, okay, I'm finna make an example here today. And I remember there's Norman Smiley. He was just brand new in the company. I say, Norman, follow me. I want you to see something. And Norman followed me into the arena, and I screamed and yelled once I saw the security guard, the head security guard. I said, I want to know one thing right now. Okay, I want to know why these two guys can park, you know, in this area, and the world champion has to park in the underground parking. I didn't say Booker T. I said the world champion. And and they went off on everybody. And they said, man, you know, let's make this right. You know what I mean? Normally you get a locker room when you become the world champion, you know. And they say, but you want your own locker room. I say, no, I don't want my own locker room. What I want is a 50-inch TV so I can play Madden in every arena that I go to. And they got me a 50-inch TV, and they set it up at every arena that I went to.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
That's going to do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Wednesday. Later on today on the podcast feed, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring the NWA Women's Champion, Allison Kay. She's set to defend her title at Hard Times this coming weekend for NWA. So we're going to have a chat about all of that and loads of other stuff as well. She's on the podcast feed a little bit later on. Until then, I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.